Well, good morning, midday. Here we are at the Smith and Roland show. I'm waiting on Mr. Roland. He's getting ready to connect. He's out on an 18-wheeler out on burning the roads up.
And
I hope
Mr.
you have a
Smith is
lot
at the
of
farm, and he has,
and
and Mr. Smith has yet to call the doctor to get his report. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would
everybody
appreciate it if you'd pray for him. Yes, that's right.
give him a lot of grace this morning. He's talking out of his head a little, but it'll
Alan
pass. Now, as we get to talking, you'll notice that
has not taken his medicine for the day, and
it
so
will
therefore.
pass. It's don't get worried. Don't get upset. He's okay. This is normal. His
It's
abnormal,
normal.
his being abnormal is normal. So everybody be
That's right.
cool.
It would
Be
be abnormal
cool.
if I were normal. That's
Well, I
right.
don't see how normal you are with this topic.
Go ahead, just
The
shoot it at me and
church.
watch my composure.
Okay, the church that hired a former male stripper to perform at a men's conference. Did you hear what I just said? Now, this is an article
That didn't happen.
that's
You're
written by
making that
Dr.
up.
Michael Brown. No. They
You're
got
making
a
that up.
table up on the. Now, I think the thing held like 6,000 people or something.
Do
I
what?
don't know how many. It's a men's conference. And pray tell, they got a male stripper
You're making
and
that
a
up.
pole and a, no and a pole like a stripper pole, which I've never seen. I'm just going by what you've told me.
You're
And a
making that
stripper
up.
pole a stripper pole in the church house. And he gets up
No.
on that pole, he jerks his shirt off. I don't know what that means. And then he went to swallowing a sword.
You're making every bit of this up.
No, I ain't making a bit of it up. I ain't
This
making up
happened
a
in
bit of it.
this happened in Babylon, didn't it?
This happened just like a week ago or so. This
And
was
it was in
published April 16th,
and it
is
happened
Dr.
in it.
Brown.
It happened in Babylon, didn't it? It was in
Well, it's
Babylon that
definitely in
this happened.
Babylon, but it's somewhere. No, it's, I don't know. We'll find out here in the article. Let me just get you started on the article that Dr. Michael Brown has written here into the stream. He says, I arrived at my radio studio Monday to learn that social media sites were blowing up over Pastor Mark Driscoll publicly calling out the organizers of a church's men's conference for bringing in a sword-swallowing acrobat who used to be a male stripper to do an aerobatic performance, saying it was demonic. So what happens is this guy in this big men's conference, he gets up on this asterisk pole and takes his shirt off, swallows swords, and gets up there and whirly giggles around. So then, and I guess the next time or two, Mark Driscoll, which is a preacher, he got up and he rebuked the whole crowd and the whole thing, and he got run off by the presiding pastor over this men's conference. He goes on to say the pastor of that church stopped Driscoll while he was still speaking, saying he was scripturally out of order for not going to him in private to air his concerns before sharing them on the stage. Sharing his concerns, I
Oh
mean, he
my
didn't sneeze
stars.
and blow boogers. His
Oh.
concerns, my land. Did Driscoll do the right thing? And why was this acrobat performing at a church conference in the first place? So anyway, what
Let's just,
give me
can
your
we
that,
start?
now don't
Yeah.
talk for 2 hours. Just give me like a 3 minute little deal
Okay.
here.
All right, here's the 3 minute deal. Set the clock on this 3 minutes. This is a 3 minute rant. All right, you
Wow.
ready?
All right, you ran on.
I've been saying for some time, to which I have been absolutely just set aside, neglected, and abused over, that the church is in a weakened, lukewarm condition, and that the majority of the church is liberal and needs to repent. Now, I've been saying that for some time. I've been rebuked over that, I've been reproved over that.
I know,
But
but this ain't about you. Go
time I am proven
on.
to be right. Now here we've got a men's conference in a building that holds 6, 7,000 people, and you bring a male stripper in to swallow a sword and climb up a pole, and then the pastor of the church condemns
That's
the
right.
guy who
That's right.
rebuked it. Now, let me tell you
Yeah,
something.
that's what
That
happened.
right
That's what happened.
there proves that you got people there that they need to get born again. They just need to get saved. Now, if that's
Born
where the
again,
church is at,
saved. I don't even know. You,
that's awful.
Jeff.
That's awful. It must be
I
a bunch of
mean,
Democrats.
wait
It had to have been Joe Biden followers
a
that it was at that
Jeff,
men's conference.
why would you have a male stripper at a men's conference? You got to explain this to
Because
me.
they're gay. They're queer. They're
Oh my
gay.
God. God
I mean, that's what it
almighty.
is. I mean,
Oh,
listen,
mercy.
everybody used to say, well, you can't say queer. They're the ones uses the term LGBTQ, which stands for queer. They must have been a bunch of queers at that men's conference if they're going to stare at a man with taking his shirt off climbing a stripper pole. Now, there's something
Now
about that that ain't right.
I can't believe, you know, we started this podcast going to be talking about Bible. How in the world did we go from Bible to stripper poles? Just tell me how that happened.
I
You're going to
think
have,
because watch this,
how did that happen,
Alan.
Roland?
I'll tell you how it
Jeff and
happened.
Roland.
It happened because it
Oh,
happened
mercy.
because you got a bunch of pastors that won't preach truth anymore, and they're a bunch of Democrats. Now they're just Democrats. I'm sorry. Democrats. They're Democrats.
Do you
They're
not realize
Democrats.
you're going to get us thrown off
But we need to
of
be
this
if we're
stuff?
standing for the right thing. They're Democrats. There goes an ambulance right there, probably to that men's conference, because there's a bunch of Democrats down there watching a male stripper. Now,
Wait
how can
a
you have a men's
minute.
conference
All right.
with a
Listen,
male
listen.
stripper?
Here's what Brown says on good church, bad decision. He says it's a good church, but a bad decision. The
Lord.
plot thickens when I received a phone call. This is Brown. He
Yep.
said, the plot thickens when I received a phone call from one of my ministry school grads, now a trusted colleague. Dr. Brown, he said, I go to this church. I know this pastor. He's a fine man and he preaches holiness and purity.
Oh, my big toe.
My colleague also told me that particular pastor, John Lindell of James River Church in Missouri, was involved in restoring Driscoll, that's the guy that rebuked him, to ministry after a previous ministerial failure. After booting Driscoll from the stage, Lindell personally took to the stage and told the crowd they had talked for 30 minutes before Driscoll got up to speak, yet not a word was said about their performance in question. Why didn't Driscoll approach the subject then? I don't know the answer to that particular question, but I do have some thoughts on this event, says Dr. Michael Brown in this article. What is your take there, Mr. Roland, before we go to Dr. Brown's take?
Okay, here's my take. Now, number one, I don't know Mark Driscoll, and I don't know what his failures was, but the one thing I know that he didn't fail at is in getting up and rebuking this event before the entire men's conference. Now, that's not a failure. That's a check mark in the column of righteousness and
That's
holiness.
right. That's right.
If, in
That's
fact,
right.
this male stripper is coming out there publicly in front of 6,000 men, it needs to be rebuked in front of 6,000 men.
That's right.
So,
I do agree with that.
sure. And absolutely, to say that he had a collie, or I mean, a colleague, which is probably a better word, collie would be used in this. Anybody that's going to go to a church like that and act like a dog needs to be called a dog. Now,
Be called a collie.
he needs to be
That's
called a
right.
collie. And Alan, listen, seriously, a church that would promote such behavior, you cannot then say, but oh, wait a minute, he preaches righteousness and holiness. No, he doesn't. He's not declaring righteousness and holiness. And I would say that what he's declaring is self-righteousness and unholiness, and he's arraying it in jargon of righteous biblical language. And me and you both know you can take the Bible and prove about anything, but the revelation of what the man truly believes is he promoted a male stripper at the men's conference. Now, there's something wrong with this Lindell character, and I think the thing that's wrong with him is that he might just be have some tendencies that leans toward an alternative lifestyle.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that's a better way of saying it than just coming right out and saying that he's a gay and or queer. But and I don't guess he can't be a lesbian. I don't know all them initials and what they stand for, but I do know.
Yeah, that's obvious. That's obvious.
I do know that this pastor who promotes that is going to have to stand before God and give an account of that. And that's unrighteous and unholy from the entire congregation that was there when they ripped up that tripper pole.
Yeah. Well, here's what we got
going on. I'd like
to
know what Michael Brown
has to say. Well, Michael Brown said that he thought the male stripper deal, there was no justification for that. He just says that's terrible, and he says it's outrageous, and he said there should have been a proper response from John Lindell. The pastor should give a deep apology and a complete, apology on what happened. He said it's just madness, Brown said. But then he went on to say, so technically Driscoll, that's the pastor who called it, rebuked everybody, did not follow proper order. Now, I don't know how in the world I didn't know there'd be a proper order in an orgy, but maybe there is. But no one really has a right to complain about this in light of the greater offense that had taken place, namely the carnal performance, it says here. And then Brown goes on to say that the proper protocol would have been for Driscoll to speak to the pastor privately, urging him to immediately correct the situation with repentance and an apology. If Lindell refused, then the right thing would have been for Driscoll to tell him he could not participate. My problem is, if you got a pole dancer stripper on the stage in a church already done his deal, to me, you're right in the middle of warfare. You're right in the middle of battle, and I'm not so sure proper protocols even in the room.
No, you've done destroyed proper protocol.
Yeah, it's done been destroyed.
Yeah,
there is no proper protocol. It's obvious. Look what's going on.
Yeah, that's right.
Proper protocols went out to it's winter. Went out to winter
now,
shut.
That's a winter shut. That's right. Hey, Alan, one thing.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, Driscoll had been praying about what he was going to speak on that morning, and he was going to speak on the Jezebel spirit. And part of his rebuke was that he didn't have to speak on the Jezebel spirit because it was in full display by what the event took place.
Yeah,
now,
that's right.
That being said, Mark Driscoll, some would say, well, he just needed to go to the pastor privately. Well, if it'd been a private sin, I'd say yeah to that.
Uh-huh.
But it was on display before everybody, and because it was on display before everybody, he needed to rebuke it before everybody. Rebuke before all that all
well,
may
here,
fear.
Here's
is
what else
the
Brown,
word of God.
Brown did say a little more here. He said he should have went to the pastor, and then if he didn't like it, he should have just left. But now he did put a little P.S. here at the end almost.
Okay.
Brown did. He said, that being said, again, the proper order would have been to speak to the pastor first. But I'm personally glad that Driscoll said something.
Okay, good.
If he didn't follow perfect order. Well,
yeah,
good for you, Brown.
Yeah. Good for you, Michael Brown.
Yeah.
Kudos to Michael Brown on that deal.
Our entire focus should be on why on earth this acrobat was invited to perform
at the
conference and why the pastor allowed it, not on the protocol of Driscoll's actions. Well, I just got to that point. Well, thank you there, Brown. That's where we're at, Jeff.
That's where we're at.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
the bottom line. We need to discover what it is in the minds and the hearts of pastors that would think that this kind of behavior would be acceptable. Alan, you and I have also, there's a church in Greenville, South Carolina, that wanted to promote Drag Sunday, where they brought a transsexual in to lead in the children's worship at a church in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh,
now, what is it in the minds of the pastors that says that that's okay behavior?
My land.
I go
I
back
don't know.
To what we talked about Sunday when I say we've got generations coming up that apparently didn't get the memo of truth that was passed down from the generation
Wow.
past to us. And I got a problem with that. I've just got a problem with that. Freedom in the grace of God comes with a responsibility that we're supposed to, I think, at least declare truth if we're going to call ourselves a church.
Yeah.
And that's
Well,
the
yeah.
problem I have with it. And I
Well, I
fear that
can't
we're
even.
slipping.
I'll be honest with you, Jeff. It's even hard for me. I mean, of course, I have a problem with it, but it's hard for me to wrap my brain around it enough to even get to the point to say
Yeah,
I got
I
it. I
know.
mean,
Yeah.
it's.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like saying there's a catfish
Yeah.
flying an airplane. I mean, it's just craziest
It's like
mess I ever
sitting
heard
around
of.
listening to a dog meow. Yeah.
That's exactly right. It's the
Yeah.
beatenest mess I've ever seen. All right, now listen to what Brown has to say here. He's got a little bit more context,
Yeah.
he calls it.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, after midnight, I received a text from another pastor, that's good, who had been at the event, telling me that the performance in question was part of the pre-service entertainment for the men,
Well, that's where.
which had already featured a monster truck demonstration. Yes, this was quite the men's conference. The pastor explained that there were three aerobic performances, no, yeah, aerobatic performances taking place simultaneously. And
Well.
virtually none of the attendees saw the sword swallower's pole performance as sexual until Driscoll made his inflammatory comments about it.
Oh,
Well, my
Lordy.
Lord Jesus, they should have got
If
up and
they
walked
didn't,
out.
oh, Alan, if
They
they
said,
couldn't tell that there was implications for a male stripper on pole, if they couldn't tell it till Driscoll pointed it out, that's all the more reason Driscoll should have pointed it out. And it shows that we got a bunch of blind people that's naive to the traps of Satan and to the cunningness of Satan. And that's what we're feeding the generations coming up. That's the whole problem. That
Here's
brings
what he
the
said.
entire problem.
Here's what they said, the pastor that attended said. He acknowledged that the church leaders who invited the sword swallower were not familiar with the dude's past prior to inviting him, which was obviously an oversight, him being a stripper. But they went on to say that he was now a born-again Christian attending a church in Los Angeles.
Oh Lord,
But the
oh Lord,
question
oh Lord,
remains, wait a minute now, just
oh
listen
Lord,
there just a minute. But the
oh,
question
hurry
remains,
up.
if you used to be a male stripper and Jesus changed your life, why are you stripping off your shirt at a Christian men's conference? Not to mention using what looks like a stripper pole for your performance. It appears that this young man could use some solid discipleship from godly spiritual fathers. That being said,
That,
did
yeah.
Driscoll go too far in his comments before being shut down by the pastor?
I'm
The
full of
pastor with
fatigue,
whom
so.
I was texting specifically objected to Driscoll describing the stripper pole as an Asherah pole that invited the Jezebel spirit into the conference, decrying that the statement as using the most inflammatory terms in the process, doing a disservice to the actual facts of the event.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, I mean, wait a
Just
minute.
say go and let me talk for a minute.
Go, go, go,
Okay,
go.
watch Alan.
You,
Alan,
not
number
20
one, he's from
minutes, not 20 minutes.
okay,
Three
watch.
minutes.
Number one, he's from Los Angeles, which proves he's a Democrat. Secondly, the Bible says that if you're in
Okey-doke.
Christ, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus.
It
Therefore,
does,
if he
it
was a
does.
stripper in his old life, that does not give him the liberty to come say, well,
Yeah,
now I
but
love
yeah.
Jesus and I'm gonna strip in the church. Now
Well, no,
that's the
but
kind of stuff we're
yeah.
passing down from generation
But
to generation. That
you got to
wasn't 20 minutes
consider.
that I just talked.
You got to consider. Yeah, but I was just going to a little inject here. It was a new stripper pole.
See, why do you go to me like that? Why? Ladies and gentlemen, you now see what I have to put up with day after day. Listen, Alan, that's
What?
where the church is.
What?
Listen, do you know what just happened? We just read that they had, number one, they had to have free entertainment. I'm just
Yeah.
against the church promoting, trying to compete with the world in the entertainment industry. The entertainment industry has gone to hell in a handbasket and always have been there. We don't need entertainment. We need the word of God. We don't need to be entertained. We need disciples. And the fact that we're leaning heavily on entertainment and cheapening the word of God, we're handing down a word to the next generation that says you don't really have to preach it. Just name the name of Jesus. You can come strip, do whatever you want to. That's what's being
Well,
modeled in front
Roland,
of people.
I think you're just a little too old fashioned.
Here's the thing, Ken
Now,
Martin sitting over here in the seat next to me, and he said amen three times while I was talking. Right there, right there,
well,
right there.
don't you think you're being a little old fashioned? I mean, they're just trying to have a little pre-service entertainment. I
See,
mean, come
you're
on,
goading me again.
somebody.
You're goading
I
me again,
mean,
Alan Smith.
you
Why do
got
you want to goad me?
you got that old Amazing Grace, old timey preaching
Well,
thing in you.
let me tell you, I'd
What?
love to go to a men's conference like that and just get up. The one thing I wouldn't have done that Driscoll done is when the pastor shut him down, he just left the stage. I think I'd have kept preaching until they had to carry me off the stage. Because I mean to tell you, we are now into a time when the church is debating whether it's okay to put a stripper pole in the middle of the church and a man take his sh shirt off and climb the pole and do acrobatic moves and then swallow a sword. Now, how did we get from preaching the gospel to
Well, they say, well, you see, you don't see the
that?
metaphors. You see the
Oh, here
words
we
a
go. Here we
two-edged
go.
sword. See, he was swap. See,
See?
see the words. See, you just ain't got a prophetic bone in your body.
I'm
That's
just
your problem.
about to explode. Watch. Let me just say, watch. Democrat, Democrat, Democrat.
you just can't do the symbolism, you see. It's a symbolism.
Oh, my
Lord
word.
Jesus, help him.
Progressive, progressive.
Oh,
Democrats,
Lord.
Democrats, every one of them, Democrats.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help
That's
us.
what happens when you have a progressive Democrat as a pastor and a progressive Democrat leading the entertainment, and we're going to call it in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, I believe it makes God sick on his stomach. Just there.
Well,
Window shut, window shut.
well. Well, it could be.
And watch this, furthermore, and whereunto thereas, let me just say that there is no proper protocol when you're dealing with improper behavior. You just can't have it.
I
You
mean,
just
I
can't
don't
have it.
think so, Jeff.
No,
I mean,
no.
it's and the here's the bad part, Jeff, seriously. The bad part is it appears that most of them can't see or don't see what's wrong with it.
That's right. That's right.
That's the
And that's the worst part of it.
that's
Yeah.
the worst part of it right
That's
there.
right. That's exactly right.
And
Yeah,
if
the
the
worst
pole
part's right.
dancer did get born again, it's like Brown said, he needs some fathers in his life. I mean, bless his heart. Just bless his heart,
Yeah,
you
bless
know.
his heart. That's right. That's right. So that's exactly right, Alan. I'm not even of a mind. I don't know that guy, and I'm not even of a mind to tell him that what he did was wrong, but I am of a mind to tell that pastor that he knows better than that, and those men that uphold that should know better than that, even if they're just casual readers of the scripture. And these are supposed to be, most of them are supposed to be leaders in their church and pastors. So
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just sorry. That's the whole thing is rotten to its core, and it needs to be called that. Because listen, if we don't hold up a
Yeah.
warning sign, people still gonna jump off the cliff.
Well, you see, but I'd remind you, you might want to repent here. In the beginning of this little podcast, you used the Q word.
Right.
Do you want to back up on that any?
No, not a bit.
Oh.
What they no, what
I'm
they
giving
did
you
is
an
they,
opportunity.
I know that. Bless your heart, and I appreciate the opportunity, but let me just say that
Oh,
what they did is you
you're
had an
terrible.
audience there beholding a queer entertainment show, and if they enjoyed it, that means that there's an element of queerness in them. and they need to repent of that. Now, I got to tell you, Alan, if I
Well,
went to a men's conference supposed to be about the
yeah.
Word of God or supposed to be about anything else, and all that I saw was a male stripper going up the pole, I wouldn't have stayed there. I'd have gone up and left.
Wasn't the state, don't tell me that, Roland. I've run with you 40 years. You'd have run up on the stage and shut them down. I've pulled you down before.
That's exactly right. And I'd have probably done it with a whole lot more authority than Mark Driscoll did. Now, just
You
right
probably
there, wind
say,
or shut.
"Winder
That's
shut."
right.
All right, Winder shut.
Yeah.
Roland, I gotta go.
All
They're
right,
calling
form
and
up.
hollering at me out here. I got to load some trucks. You be
All right,
careful.
buddy. I'll be
Okay,
headed.
buddy.
I'm headed your way. All right.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.